awake, honey?
No.
What kind of story do you need tonight?
What kind of story about all the things you did on your vacation?
No.
No? You don't want to do that?
No.
Okay, what about a story about Christopher Columbus?
No.
Oh, you go away, story. What about a story about what you did at Chatham?
I want a story about things nobody heard of, like square
fantasy?
Things. Yeah.
But that's not real. Fantasy stuff is not real. Don't you want to say about real things and real
tell
people?
Tell me a fairy tale.
Excuse me?
Can you tell me a fairy tale?
A fairy tale. Oh, I can read you one.
Okay.
It wasn't even on. The whole thing wasn't on. Okay, what was that? Marky said. You have to go to work, and I said, yeah, I know. It's not terrible. I told him about a thing about me and Dad. And Ross said, wonderful. He wanted to get rid of me. And Marky said, terrible. And, Ross made a face, and Mark said, don't worry, you're younger than him by a long shot. In other words, you're going to be around here no matter what, or something. I'm not sure what the logic is.
And then I said, and they made another face after I said, and they said, you're still doing it.
You're still doing those faces?
Yeah.
No one fed a cat.
Anyway, by a long shot, we separated from the rest of the set. We got by a very long pause.
Yeah.
Stop hitting me!
Ross, really, you're going to be the one person in the family that nobody likes. Ross? Sit straight. Put your hands back in your place.
What did you learn in karate last night, Rossi?
Right, discipline. Did you learn about discipline?
No.
Yeah, right.
I know I learned it. Learned it.
Ross, keep your hands off him. He's only making fun of you. He's not hitting you. No, thank you. What did you do while we were taking karate, Mark?
Read book.
Read book?
Mm-hmm.
And watched.
Mm-hmm.
And played with the book.
Played with the book.
Ross, you didn't finish your cereal?
Read the book.
No, you
didn't. Watched it.
Okay.
The book, watched, and played the book. Let's turn this thing off. It's not producing.
May I please speak, excuse?
Yes, you may.
Certainly may. It's a pleasure to have you at the table, but could you take your bowls to the kitchen, please? Ross, please stay sitting down. Rossi. Thank you. Oh, wonderful.
Don't you dare.
Are you finished? Did you excuse yourself? I didn't hear it. You certainly may.
One hand, no more. Come on. Honey, you grab up.
There's always one more.
That's right, Ross. That's the way life is.
It's when
just
it's
about when you think you've got it licked, there's another spoonful.
Can I please make excuses?
You certainly may, and you've been a real pleasure to have at the table.
Thank you. I just want you to know there is no one I love more than you in the whole world. That may be the case.
We'll do wild worm.
I want to play the thing that you were talking about.
The I don't care and I throw you?
Yeah, that thing.
Okay, I'll throw you.
That's right. We have to say I don't care.
I don't care.
We have to tease us first.
First I tease you? Okay, first I have a place where I throw you. I have to get it all set up before I throw you. I'm not going to do this very much. This is going to be crazy if we do.
Yeah,
I'm going to kill you when you say that.
This is August 8th, Friday, 1986, and we're boys and Joey, Ross, Mark, and Joey and Mom are at the dinner table.
I know why you don't know you are one, because you're so dumb. I knew you were going to say that.
Who's going to say that?
This is a real argument.
What are they arguing about?
Who's dumber?
I'm going to get your face on mine.
Well, who is dumber?
We'll get yours on mine.
Well, that's a lot of turkey, a chicken. You can eat all that chicken? My child, are you going to eat all that chicken?
Why don't we take
a little bit to Mark.
Let's put little pieces here and eat little bits at a time, I think.
Hey, buddy. Ross, careful.
I looked at Mark's face.
I'm going to give you smaller pieces.
Mark looked at your face.
I look at yours!
Joey, do you want the skin off the...
Yeah,
you don't need it, right?
I know. His face is not bad, that's not bad!
Children, come on, this is unacceptable. Remember that person?
I told you not to act mean.
Ignorant.
Ross, you're the only one who's not going to get to see the
president. What is that? My
doodle. Mm-hmm. Ross is not going to
get to see him. My doodle,
yes. And Sally is going to get
to see him. Something.
Sinesh. Again.
Yeah.
Allah.
Me and Sinesh.
Oh my God. Who's that mother, Sinesh?
Hungarian.
Yes, we're talking. Do you know a young guy in Joey? Marky knows some. Mm-hmm. Okay, them stall what? Them stall.
She's in hot.
Your few but. Your few.
Me and Lodge.
Chop me and Lodge.
Chop.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate?
Me and Lodge.
Chop
now. Chocolate?
Lodge is on me, Toby.
Chocolate.
Kitty.
That's what you taught me. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Does that mean chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate. You know how to say Pierre's chocolate means you want chocolate?
Yes.
Again? Again, what you mean? Means yes or no. What again? What is he getting?
Yup.
And then?
No. Yum sabad.
You know what you're eating?
You know how about yum sabad?
No, can't do it. It means you can't do it. Not allowed. Yum sabad.
Can I look at the present with them?
Do you know what you're eating?
There's not coming
out. Kukurisa. And what is that called right in your mouth now?
Bread.
Kenya. Kenya. Where's the
kukurisa? Pizza.
Kukurisa. Isn't that a funny name, kukurisa?
I think it sounds like pizza.
Kukurisa. No, it's kukurisa.
What's the name for pizza? That's the name for a cuckoo clock. What's the name for pistol?
Pistol?
Pizza.
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 Pizza. Pizza. Pizza. Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Pizza. I mean pizza. I mean pizza.
Mars.
I mean bathroom.
Hey, bathroom, baby.
I mean pizza.
Bathroom, baby.
Hey,
Joey, what do you think of
I mean, Pee Wee Hood!
Joey, what do you think of the new garbage pail carts?
I mean, Pee Wee Hood!
What do you think of the garbage pail carts?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the little ones or the big ones better?
This is the Boogle King Town!
It's made just for faces like you, Mark.
It's made just for ugly faces
like you,
Ross. How much are you doing today?
All $5.
You're serious? How much reading did you do, Mark?
Two and a half.
Well, yours were harder. You were just a little boy. Anyway, Ross is just a really
good one. Once I went red.
Zippo reader. You're incredible.
What about me?
And did you get your money from yesterday?
No.
Mommy didn't
get
it?
Yeah. No.
$8? You didn't get it? Also. Mark, did you get your money from yesterday? Mark, did you get your money from yesterday?
Uh-uh.
How much do I owe you, Ross?
$8.
How much do I owe you, Mark?
$3.60.
Okay, here's $4. You owe me 60 cents. Owe you 40 cents. You give me 40 cents. After dinner, let it sit there. And Ross?
$8.
What?
I got $12 to go
for. What are you going
to
do with your $8, honey?
I'll probably get
Howard the
duct tape.
Howard the duct tape,
the
pretty good music?
Right now, tonight, I would be able to get my $20.
Dad, I'll give
you
50.
You get $20?
Dad, I'll give you 50.
During the whole house.
I'll give you 50 cents and you give me 10.
Your brother does the other half right now. He doesn't do anything.
How much do you get every week?
$20, no.
No, not that.
That's when it's the half house.
Yeah. That's only if what?
If I do half of the house, then I get $20.
That's pretty good.
About five.
But if you get to do the house, you get a lot extra. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. If they do lots of hard work, then they get a lot of extra.
Or if I do the whole thing, $25.
The whole house for just $25?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll give you
not counting my brother's room.
Vacuum or what?
Everything.
Oh, that's gonna give you $35 for the whole house.
No,
he's too young to get that much money.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm 39.
I'm too young.
Because your brother's room is worth about $1.
I don't think you should get $20.
What's $200?
I think $20 is too much. I don't think your mom should give you that much money.
Grandma!
I don't think this grandma should give you that much money. But I won't tell her.
Can I put it?
Let's see if you finished everything.
Can I please have a cup for me?
Okay, are you going to finish the rice?
Yeah.
So use a fork to get
May
that.
May I please have a...
Here, I'll give you a... Oh, let's get a step.
Whatever it is.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. What is that? Watermelon smarty?
Yeah.
How many do you want?
I have a watermelon. Watermelon Cheerios.
Let's do the watermelon.
I want one.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay, Rossi, how many do you want?
Three.
You got to finish that chicken that you have there.
Okay. I finished my chicken.
Not
four.
Well, those are just this one.
Not four.
More?
Yeah.
Not a third. Okay. And now, just finish that up. And if you want, you can also have chocolate for dessert.
Chocolate what?
Chocolate chippies. Those are chocolate chippies.
Mm-hmm.
You want that after your watermelon? Daddy's going to watch the interview for 20 minutes.
to watch it out.
What?
He's gonna watch it for 20 minutes. Then we can watch Webster a little bit and Mr. Belvedere and Finn. And then we can watch Mind Device. And then Friday Night Videos. And Mark Saturday Night Live.
Maybe I can sleep over Saturday.
A little later in the evening?
Yeah. Here's the name of the Dinobot.
Who?
Slash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen Slash.
And he's a...
They have him.
They knocked out... He knocked down the wall.
Yeah, he's a dinosaur type guy, right? Yeah.
He knocked down the wall. And then our guy was under there. And he said, whoops, sorry, excuse me. And in the ship,
movie, right?
Yeah, and in the ship, Cup was driving, and Grimlock was in the Tyrannosaurus form, and his nose was in the way, and Cup says, Grimlock, get your noodle out of the way.
I did my job.
Oh,
I can't.
Mom can't.
Somebody else has to do it.
I will.
Joey's the mercy. You want to plug those? You get your foot.
I like when it's like.
Martin having a swimming pool puddle? Swimming pool game?
Swimming pool game, yes. Okay. Oh, I will do it. Okay. Yes. Remember he said something and he said, and then whatever, the new Transformer leader, he said, Blur said something, I forget, and then he said, and then what Ultra Magnus said, oh, forget it, when Blur said something, remember? Blur said something. He ordered Blur to do. Oh yeah. Not hot. What's
Ultra Magnus?
Ultra Magnus. Blur said. He said. What did he say? He told him to do something, and he said something real fast. I said, never mind.
When he said, forget.
Yes. Okay. I got.
He said, never mind. He said, forget.
Very good man.
How many times have you seen that movie, John?
Once. Today was the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys all go together?
Yeah. Without... I took his grandma saw Heart.
Heart what?
Burn. It was funny, kind of.
And Joey went to see the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And she didn't want to see the Transformer movie?
No.
How come she didn't want to see
it? This was the first... Dad, it was the first cartoon movie I've ever seen. With only two swear words in it.
With two what?
Swear words.
You mean there were swear words in the Transformers movie?
That's two. It was
two.
Called... That's why they rated it PG.
Sure, they had to rate PG.
Most
kids
wouldn't be able to see it.
Two swear words so that it wouldn't be G, you know?
Now, which is worse? Which is nastier, PG-13 or PG?
PG-13.
Oh, that means if you're under 13, you're out.
Open that thing. Unless you're with the pen. Open that a garbage can and put this in.
Please.
Give it to Mark.
No, just do it yourself, Ross.
Just do it yourself, Ross.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Okay, open.
Come on, you're a big brave guy. You can handle it.
I'll open you
and jeez, Ross.
Pick it up, Rosie.
That was so stupid. Oh, Ross, you're having... What are you, a basket?
I'm slightly a basketball player.
I'll pick up.
No.
You
open? Yep. Wow.
Ross, did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh,
he congrats. Finally made it.
Oh, congratulations.
Shut up.
Come here, Chuck.
No, not
yes, me. Yes. And lots of little extra love.
Yay!
Torture! Daddy torture.
Yay! Upstairs! and you were a killer and you're married.
Yeah.
So you went down and killed the boy.
Yeah.
And came up, and then she said, what are you going to get? And then you said, a mouth sound book. Then you brought it down and made the mouth sound of the kid and you.
Of the killer?
Of the kid and you.
Now, why was I a killer?
If you were a killer.
Who's
if somebody was a killer.
Who am I going to kill?
You are.
A little boy? Kill a little boy?
No, but if there was a killer.
If there was a killer, okay.
He could, maybe he would.
Be a mouth sound killer?
There could be one.
A mouth sound killer? He would kill with mouth sounds?
No.
How would he kill?
Well, I know one thing.
Tell me exactly how he's going to kill.
I know one thing that would definitely kill a guy or a girl or anything.
Now it's
a bean eater.
A bean eater?
A bean eater.
Now, how does that kill somebody? Explain that to me.
You fart and then somebody smells.
Oh, Mark.
They fart and they die.
Oh, Mark, that's disgusting. Jeez, Mark, where'd you get that?
I thought it.
Who taught you that?
Nobody.
That's disgusting.
Actually, I think somebody did.
What?
Actually, I think somebody did. I knew what they looked like, but
did you learn that from your mother?
I knew what they looked like, but I don't know what it means.
What? The people who taught you that?
No.
Shadow? Did you learn that?
No.
Do you know that's disgusting?
Shadow tries to under your mouth.
It does? And does it work? Do they work at Chatham? Does it clean up your little mouth?
Well, there's something.
Mm-hmm.
I know one set of, the two sets that cleaned up my mouth.
Who are they?
Eastmont.
Uh-huh.
Eastmont.
Uh-huh.
And Chatham.
They cleaned up your mouth?
Well, they learned, I thought, they made me think of cleaning up my mouth, so I cleaned up my mouth more.
Uh-huh.
I have an itchy bit more.
To clean up? Okay, what part do you have to clean up now?
I think the poo and pee's part.
The poo and pee pee top?
Yeah,
that's
top.
Clean that up. Okay. And then you'll be all cleaned up?
I guess.
Okay.
That's the only part that I have to fix.
You're going to be okay. Well, I think you're going to have a nice clean mouth when you finish.
So
just maybe if the toothbrush. You could get a little toothbrush that cleans out dirty words.
Hey, yeah.
A little dirty word. And use dirty word toothpaste.
You know what would be neat? You took one itchy bitsy sugar spot, put it in your mouth,
and you
ate it, chewed it,
all clean,
swallowed it, and then it was like a little crumb on it.
And
then
you
look when you
are these jellies?
And when you woke up, you found out your teeth, you didn't have any more teeth.
No, when you woke up, you'd find out you didn't have any more dirty words.
No, you see.
Yes, you see.
This would be funny if it happens. A guy took a little itchy piece of a sugar thing, of a sugar cube.
Mm-hmm.
An itchy bitsy piece of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And he chewed it, then swallowed it.
Really?
Yeah, and then...
Come here, I'll be back.
that who I think it is?
Yeah!
Oh, gosh. It really is. Oh, no.
What?
No, it was the other
one. No, Mom's in the middle.
I know.
And then how come you are? It looks like you're in
She'll come in there.
Ow!
Sorry. Mark, you're in the middle.
Oh. Move down. But you have the middle of the wall, too. There.
Y'all guys all done?
Yeah.
Okay, that means you're off to bed then, huh?
Right.
Okay, sleepy peepee.
Aren't you coming in?
Yeah, I'm coming in, but you're going back. You're not staying there. You're not staying there.
We want to sleep with you.
Oh, you want to what?
Sleep with you.
Even if I tell you.
Once we fall asleep.
Even if I tell scary ghost stories?
No.
Maybe you might rather go to your own bed then, huh?
Turn the light. Well, once we fall asleep, you can take us away.
Okay.
Tell us a nice story. Put us back to stores. I mean, put us back to our... Hey, what do you
mean? Okay. Once upon a time, calm down. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Nicky Nice. And he had a niece. Once there was a little boy called Nicky Nice, and he had a niece called Nicey. And, excuse me, Mark, what's wrong? Let's go ahead and start with a nice owl. Oh. Something strange happened to Nicky Nice, and he turned strangely.
Can you
please
move?
Yeah?
I thought it was supposed to be nice for him.
He was nice, but he ended up pretty mean. What?
No, about...
He turned into a gang warrior.
What?
A gang warrior.
What
are they? Those people that run around and shoot people.
Like street gang.
Street gang, yeah. What's wrong, Mark?
Mm-hmm. I want you to be in the middle.
Oh, you want to be Daddy's little darling, don't you? You want to be Daddy's little darling, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What
do you think? So in the middle. And I won't lie on.
Mark, it's cracked up to be in here.
I won't lie on, too.
Mark, swap you places if you want.
Yeah, we'll squish Mark back. Okay? We'll squish Mark out of his mind. Okay. Mark gets in the Ross eyes, and Mark will not like it either. He's going to get squished. We are squishing first.
Dad, tell a nice story.
Nice story?
Tell a story about some Ewoks.
Let me tell you a story about some Ewoks, okay? Okay. Once, long, long, ancient years ago, before the...
That was a pretty spectacular dive.
Okay, landing didn't work. Say that again, you'll get pulverized. Give me a biscuit.
Say what?
Please, big scary.
Yes, you may.
Give me a pass of biscuits, please.
Be glad to.
Give me a biscuit. Give me the butter.
Marty, could you come here a second?
No.
Daddy wants to know about the Loch Ness Monster.
Ooh, and you think Mark, you saw it down under the tree?
Have you seen the Loch Ness Monster once?
No.
Then how do you know it? How do you know it doesn't exist? Ross, come on, better. Ross, I need some honey, honey.
Mom,
this
back
to honey, honey.
Did you think Alice, baby, Loch Ness Monster drowning?
No. Something that had grabbed your ankle and pulled you down.
Yeah, like a huge cockroach or something.
Like what?
The Loch Ness Monster!
Oh, the cat. Maybe the cat had gone mad.
Oh, yeah, the cat went mad.
You were about to
meow! I'm going in there!
Walk in, honey. Oh. Pass the honey, please. That'll work.
Just give me that. Hey.
Yeah, okay. Mark, what did you say?
It wasn't made for me.
Honey?
What?
What did you say yesterday? Remember you were talking about your imagination?
I can imagine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
He's closing his
eyes. Same here.
Ross, come on. Twirl quickly. Okay, now hurry.
Sometimes I have to squeeze them to make it do good like this.
Twirl now, twirl.
And does that help you imagine?
Twirl.
Sometimes, like, if I squeeze my eyes and then go, if sometimes if I squeeze my eyes, I get them and go like that. Imagine it in my eyes. Sometimes I just imagine it in my brain.
Uh-huh.
Like this.
That's pretty good.
And you still shut your eyes.
And you don't need toys to play with? You don't need toys to play with, huh?
Come back, Mark.
Come back. Are you back now? Mm-hmm.
Are you back
in the land
of the living?
No, he's not. He's out there imagining.
Mark.
Wake up!
We don't want you to show us an entire saga.
We were just thinking of one picture, one imagination.
Okay, tell us about it.
Come back and tell us.
There's a dragon that went up and got the sail from around that made a big hole.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
and then he cracked the middle and I fell.
Oh my goodness, what an imagination.
That was quick. We want to ask you something. You know, I told you to take toys yesterday.
Yeah.
To the store.
Yeah.
I
took toys.
Oh, you took toys? Well, you were going to leave them in the car and you told me something about them.
You said you didn't need them because you had your imagination.
Well, you left them. Actually, I didn't ask you about the toys or anything, but you did leave the toys behind and you said, my...
Imagination
my toys
is my toy.
Oh.
My imagination is my toy.
That was
my imagination
said. Yeah.
Is my toy.
Mm-hmm. Right from these toys when you've got your imagination.
Mm-hmm. We need friends.
And that was by explanation of why he was leaving them in the car.
Right.
Not that I asked her anything.
We need them to be enemies when they already got enemies.
When they have friends.
When they have friends.
We need enemies when they've got friends like...
That.
Like,
Who needs enemies when you have friends like Ross? Because Ross is such of an enemy.
You got it.
I know.
Shut up.
Ross, you have
a golden glow on your tummy.
Yeah, you really did, Ross.
Do that.
What do you want me to record, honey?
Make this thing, make it, let it so we can hear it.
Okay.
Okay. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I can't. No, it doesn't pay.
Aw, man.
He wants to listen. You mean you want to listen to your beautiful voice?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
Daddy, tell us about this Loch Ness,
this Loch Ness truck.
Loch Ness dinosaur.
Lost.
Brian, tell us about the dinosaur.
What can I tell you about the dinosaur?
Well, they said that... Here, turn this stupid thing on. They said...
sent to bed, and a bad person cracked it, in the window and killed the boy.
Yeah, I can tell you a story about that.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who made a mistake and got sent to bed.
And he called Friday the 13th.
And then a bad boy came in the window and killed the boy.
No, I mean tell it like with words. I mean with the kid saying stuff
okay.
With the cracking like.
Okay. Well, once upon a time there was a little boy.
And a killer called Jason.
Once upon a time there was
and he wore
boy.
A hockey mask.
Yeah. Once upon a time there was a little boy, and he did something very bad. He pulled a cat's tail, and so his father said, "You go to bed, you rotten little thing, without any food and total punishment." The kid said, "But I'm afraid to go to bed." And the father said, "No, just go to bed." And so the kid went up to bed, and then a horrible mean guy came in the window and killed the little boy. And that's the end of the story.
No, that's not the end of the story.
No, Jason came in.
Hmm.
And that's not the end of the story because
then the police came.
The father was really sad.
Yeah.
And he was crying the next night. And the little boy came back as an angel and he said, "See, I told you."
You shouldn't send me a bed when I'm feeling bad.
And that was the end.
That was the end of the story.
Because he had.
But that was the first time in his life a little boy had ever been an angel. Not you. Honey, it's not you. This is some other little boy, not you.
No, it's him all right.
You made the story up.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you a story about Mark. How he got killed.
Okay.
Well, once there was a very good little boy named Mark. And his parents loved him a great deal. And then he had a family, and there were lots of kids, and he went to college, and then he became president of the United States, and then when he got old, he was about 85 years old. He got really old and he had a bad cold and he died, and that's how he got killed. And he went up to heaven and he became an angel. And he had been an angel.
But that was nothing.
But that was
nothing
new because
he'd
been an angel
all his life.
That's how Mark got killed.
What about me? Yeah. He went down to the devil.
Ross is another story.
Tell the story.
Well, Ross was a cute little boy. And then, when he grew up, he went to college and became a designer. He designed all beautiful things in the world. And he married an old school time friend.
Called who?
We can't remember who it was.
It's so old.
Part of the story. So they had lots of kids. And they lived together with their brother and his wife in a big house. And then?
When the brother became president,
the little boy became the head of a big business. And?
But I became president. Okay.
He became the president of a big corporation.
I could whip you.
And earned a lot more money than the president.
And he used to sit in his pool on a big life raft and drink beer.
And drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Was that me?
Mm-hmm.
Light beer.
So you wouldn't get put on too much weight. Because you had a little pot belly.
What? Shut! That sounds like you!
Mm-hmm. Well,
But you didn't drink a light beer. You drank the heaviest beer.
And then just pissed
And you got a huge belly.
And then his kids grew up, and he had five boys.
And no girls.
No girls, he had five boys.
And his wife left him.
What?
His wife can't stand to say no.
But that's okay because she died. It's the strain of it all.